everyone. This is Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital bringing you another podcast. I hope these podcasts are informative and you listen to them and learn a little something. Today we're going to talk about Giardia, which is a cause of diarrhea. Now, there are hundreds of causes of diarrhea that we see commonly in the veterinary office or the emergency office. Giardia is just a good example of one that we consistently see, especially in the summertime. A lot of you probably had dogs that have been diagnosed with Giardia. And it's just one of those things that people should probably know about because it is a contagion and it's something that humans can pick up. Giardia is a small parasite. It's a single-cell protozoa, and it's transmitted in a fecal-oral route, which means it comes out of stool and then something eats that stool. In dogs and cats, it's most often stool to mouth. But in humans, it's usually contaminated water. So that's one of the reasons your mom probably told you not to drink the stream water because you don't know what's about 100 feet upstream from you. Dogs can get it from bad water as well, and it's pretty common in densely populated areas. For example, New York City is rife with Giardia. Central Park, dog parks around here, probably even on the streets of Charlottesville. Once a dog gets Giardia, about 5 to 12 days later, you might see the actual parasite in the stool. Earlier than that time, though, the dog will probably have some diarrhea, which makes diagnosis a little harder. In cats, it's 5 to 16 days to see it. But again, cats can have diarrhea earlier. You can't always test positive for it. So what you do to test for Giardia is when the dog comes in with diarrhea, and it's pretty aggressive diarrhea. We're not talking about a little light diarrhea. We're talking some aggressive diarrhea. The veterinarian usually takes a fresh stool sample and looks at it under a microscope. If you can see these single-cell organisms, you pretty much have a good diagnosis. That's Giardia. Now, the problem is that it's not that accurate a test, and so we can get some animals that come in pre-shedding of the disease, or you know, there's intermittent shedding where the protozoars are not always shedding, but they're still causing diarrhea. There is a SNAP test for Giardia, which tests for the proteins in the stool, but this is a little less common. Accurate nonetheless, but just a little less common. So how do we treat for Giardia? The first thing we want to do is bathe the dog. We need to get those parasites off its fur. We need to clean the environment and prevent a reinfestation because, you know, you can get Giardia again and again and again from the same bout if you leave the stool in the yard or keep the dog's bedding dirty or if he licks his fur. We want to use a dilute bleach on our floors, on our bedding, on our clothing, some mild bleach mix. In the environment, it's a little harder. What are you going to do, bleach your yard? You're probably not going to do that. So what you end up doing is just cleaning it with a lot of water and keep the dog out of that area for a while. Sunlight, cold, heat, these will probably kill that organism over time, but you just want to make sure you don't reinfest with a pile of diarrhea that's sitting right off your front porch. After that, we're going to treat with supportive care, which is a lot of fluids because they lose quite a bit of fluid during this diarrhea. An antibiotic, often called metronidazole, is the number one antibiotic we use. And what we're going to do with that is either give it orally or injectable, depending on how bad the dog's diarrhea is. And after that, whatever it takes to stop diarrhea, we often recommend, people have heard of boiled rice and chicken diets, bland food, things like that just to settle the stomach, and acids, that kind of thing. There is a vaccine available for Giardia, but this vaccine really only reduces the shedding of the parasite into the environment. It doesn't really protect the dog vaccinated as much as it protects everyone else. So if you've got a house full of kids and you're constantly having a dog that gets Giardia from being out in the woods and streams or wherever, it might not be a bad idea because it's going to slowly cut down the chances of getting Giardia again and also your kids or anyone else getting it. It's great for kennels that have common Giardia problems, but again, it doesn't really help the vaccinated dog. That's not what it's geared for. We see common reinfestation with this. So if every dog was vaccinated with Giardia, maybe we'd see less of that. But it's really not a life or death situation in most cases, but it's just a cause of blowout, horrible diarrhea. And we recommend going to a vet as soon as you see this. It's not one of those things that usually passes. Giardia will get worse. I hope this was helpful. Again, this is Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. You can visit us on the web for more blogs and podcasts, and good luck.